We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Our guests today are members of the Manhattan MLK Committee. We've got five different guests: Kevin Bryant, Dr. Zia Wiley, Reagan Stonestreet, and Rachel Shivers, as well as Policia Williams joining us here this morning. We've been talking a little bit about 17th Street and some of the history behind that. And Dr. Zia Wiley, talk a little bit more about that, as well as the Spirit Award that will be coming up here for the MLK celebration. Tell us a little bit more, first on the history of the 17th Street.
Well, sure. Well, thanks for this opportunity to talk about our collaborative efforts. When it comes to the 17th Street, I'm going on my 18th year here at Kansas State University. And so we have a week-long celebration. So in 2006, we partnered with the Martin Luther King Manhattan community, along with the university Martin Luther King Observance. And so we had a march that involved like Miss Arlene Cole, who's a member of Bethel AME Church, and Mr. Butler, who has passed away. And they were there when Dr. King spoke January 19th. And so it was a great celebration. The parade involved from Fort Riley, and we walked all the way up to on campus where the bust is now located. And so it was a great celebration of the university and the community to truly show the partnership of the town and gown. So from that time, we had a speaker. And we also had people involved from Kansas City that brought Dr. Martin Luther King here, and they were part of the NAACP there. And they picked up Dr. King, brought him here. And again, that's, we have the pictures, and it was just all part of a great celebration. And like I said, Dr. Miss Arlene Cole, she's still alive and still here. And it's great to have her and that rich history. And I'm just so proud to know her as part of Bethel AME Church here in Manhattan. Now, you also wanted me to talk about other nominations and the Spirit Award. So my colleague Policia talked about the 19th as our deadline. So the deadline for the Spirit Award, along with the arts and crafts, is December 19th. And you can go to our website, and that's www.mhk-mlk.org. And that is the website to submit for the Spirit Award, and it honors someone within the community who has demonstrated service, the long-term commitment of uniting and diversity and inclusion. It's part of the history of Manhattan, Kansas, and then they should reside in Manhattan, Kansas. This is, again, part of the partnership with Kansas State University and the Manhattan community. But we're just so proud of what we do here with the Manhattan community, as well as Kansas State University community.
Can you talk about some of the past winners of that award?
Sure. So in the past, we've had a pastor and Patricia Huggins. They're right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Last year was Sonia and Dave Baker, who has a rich history with the Douglas Center. And Dave Baker, he's from here, the first African-American baseball coach that's here, Minister Kayla Woods of the First Christian Church. And, you know, not to be bashful, but myself, it was just great to receive that award with her. And so we really try to showcase our local community. And along with Dr. Kathy Green's husband, he was honored. He received that after he had passed away. But instead, we wanted to show how we really partner with our local churches as well as true community leaders. And so this year, again, we need the community to submit nominations December 19th. Please submit. Please actually show, you know, how we are, you know, living the dream right here in Manhattan, Kansas.
Absolutely. There's only a few days left to do that. So
exactly,
let's get some submissions in there. Well, wonderful opportunity there to honor someone great in our community. I know that I'll bring Reagan on here as well. She has some information as far as how Hands-On K-State is helping. This is a community-wide effort here for MLK Day.
Yes, for sure. So things will look a little different this year, as normally we have like a brunch and then have a all day event. And so this year we're shifting to a week of service instead to allow people to pick up kits. And then they're going to do things on their own or with their families or with their friends and then return them. So on February 1st, that will be the first day to pick up kits, and there will be a variation of different things to do and like different levels of, do you just have a little bit of time that week, or do you want your whole family to be involved with this, or your organization through K-State? And so you'll pick them up, you'll work on things like making dog treats or making a tie blanket, and then we'll give them to places like the animal shelter and the emergency shelter or Metalark. And there will be just various activities. And then we will receive them again on February 8th. That's when they'll get handed back in. And then we'll work on distributing those back to those places.
Okay.
And then as far as signups, it's kind of first come, first served on those different kits that we're handing out. And so that will all just be on February 1st, and times will come out later.
Okay, good to know. And for those that aren't familiar with Hands-On K-State, that's a student-led organization that volunteers all sorts of things, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's on K-State's campus, but it definitely involves the community as well.
Good stuff. You guys do
and
a lot.
And I think that's another way to really show how we're partnering within the community, because Hands-On K-State, it actually is when we're kicking off the university-wide Martin Luther King observance. So it's really a great tie-in how the Manhattan community, you know, it's the 16th, then actually observance on the 18th of observing Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, and then the university, because we're starting a week late, we're kicking off February 1st. So that's also how it's all tying in with the Manhattan, Kansas community. And then we have student groups like Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, how our group will actually be part of Hands-On K-State, but actually part of the program that we will take place. And those are members of the community and members of the university. So it's a great tie-in to really bring in everyone here in Manhattan community to celebrate the works of Dr. King.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Wonderful activities going on here, and you know, really talks to the legacy. And I think it's so important to keep that conversation alive in our community. We've seen the effects of racism here in this past year. Obviously, we don't have to remind anybody about what happened in Minnesota here earlier this year, or what happened in Kentucky. But these conversations need to keep happening in our community, because obviously, it's an issue that's not going away anytime soon.
Yeah. And the proof, you know, we're a hub of nonviolence and community activity. The MLK committee has partnered with the Wonder Workshop, the Coalition Equal Justice. We've also partnered with a few other organizations, MAPJ. We're just out there just moving his word through peaceful protests and keeping people involved. That's the most important thing that we found, that COVID has brought that challenge on, but it's actually been a positive thing. These amazing group of people that I've been working with here have brought us into the 21st century. It's nice that we did the hands-on. We do a lot of utilize the auditorium and have those kids out there walking across the stage. We presented a different stage, which is what we do, and we're just keep forwarding that information and keep people looking forward to King's message and understanding what it is.
Kevin, your name came up in the news here a little bit earlier this week. Nothing bad. No, but there's work going on. I know you're working behind the scenes to get some more transparency with the law board selection process. Can you talk a little bit to that?
It's just about the law board process. It's kind of hidden from the public. The Raleigh County position is one of the few advisory boards that has a meaningful impact on not only the officers, but the people in this county. We're just trying to make everything more transparent so the public can understand how to utilize their best asset for crime prevention, and also to avoid any conflict.
Wonderful. All right. Well, I wanted to make sure I had an opportunity to let you talk about that. You know, I think one thing too here with the holiday of Martin Luther King Jr. and his birthday is that, you know, people see that and it's a day off from school. It's a day off from work for some people who have federal jobs or work at the bank. But we shouldn't see it as just a holiday, but also maybe a day of service. And I know that's kind of a key message that is passed along each year.
Yes. You know, it's our impact, and that's why we involve the kids, and our art and writing contest is active, and our Spirit Award winnings, awardees, to let them know that, you know, there's an impact. There are people in here doing that good work, and you can find it on our webpage. You can find it on K-State's webpage. We're there. We're part of the community, and we're here to help.
All right. And that website, again, is mhk-mlk.org. Is there anything else I haven't? Yes, Rachel, go ahead.
Well, speaking of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, that morning we start on Facebook Live. We will have at 8 o'clock in the morning our prayer breakfast, which is normally a time where we gather for fellowship, to share a meal together, to share prayers and motivational and inspirational message of kind of recommitment to Dr. King's work in our community. But this year we will be live on Facebook, like we mentioned. We will be having Javel Roan, who is the associate pastor at Manhattan Christian Fellowship Church, be giving the message. We'll have some other local pastors who will be offering prayers. And so we invite anyone who is interested to join us on Facebook, maybe bring your cup of coffee or a breakfast item to enjoy while you tune into that, and just join us in the spirit of recommitting our hearts and minds to the work of Dr. King. And that would be a great way to start your day on, instead of it being a day off. So,
all right, very good. Let's give a rundown again for how people can get involved with these different contests. Policia, go ahead and give that email again, if you would, for the art and writing contest.
Okay, yes, it is hold on, my other screen went out. Make sure I don't get the MLK and the MHK mixed up. Okay, it is mlk.mhk.contest@gmail.com. mlk.mhk.contest@gmail.com.
Okay, very good. And so those can be submitted, and you said the deadline is extended on that one?
Yes, until December 19th.
Until December 19th. And then that's also the deadline here for the Spirit Award. And Dr. Wiley, you going to give that, how people can submit those again one more time?
Sure. That is also on the December 19th. And the email with the website is www.mhk-mlk.org. December 19th, the Spirit Award, and the form and everything is there. We just need you to fill it out and recognize members of our community.
Very good. You can also find out at that website, you can also find the entry forms for art and writing contest. You find the nomination form for the Spirit Award, and we have details and links to everything else that we've been talking about this morning.
Right. And I know you have a Facebook page too, so they can follow you on Facebook and probably link very quickly to some of that information too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our Facebook page is, if you go to facebook.com/MLK Manhattan Committee.
Very good. We will share that on our Facebook page here in just a few minutes. Thank you guys to all of you joining us here, Kevin Bryant, Rachel Shivers, Reagan Stone Street, Dr. Zia Wiley, and Policia Bender-Williams. Thank you very much.
I'll see you all January 5th at the city board meeting.
All right. We'll be there.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our show here for this morning. Thank you to everybody who joined us, including the school board officials here. They got a lot going on their plate right now.
Whew.
Boy. And tomorrow we'll have members of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce and Pawnee Mental Health joining us on the Focus.
Quite a combo there.
Yes.
Worked with both of them a lot here in the last couple of months. Good to have them on. Moving up on 10 a.m., Clark Howard is next, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show. I believe Rush is going to be on today. Then it's Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon. Don't forget the Jeff Mitty Show is on K-Man tonight. It's 10 o'clock.